Hey, it's Katya Rose Moss with the latest. Getting back to the office is the next on the to-do list for the Prime Minister. Scott Morrison saying, while it's important, we need to make sure it doesn't lead to an outbreak or increase of coronavirus cases.
We also agreed national COVID-19 safe workplace principles, which will be released. This is all about getting Australians back to work.
STA travel is in hot water after misleading advertising on a travel pass. The federal court has ordered the company to pay $14 million in penalties after charging customers for date changes to flights after telling customers they wouldn't. Victorian Police Commissioner Graham Ashton has thanked the country for their outpouring of support following the deaths of four officers earlier this week. Ashton says he was touched by the depth of responses from across the nation.
We've had over 142,000 people that have registered with those sites and recorded details of one form or another of condolence.
You ready for sport? League legend Mark Geyer is picking Parramatta as the premiership favourites when the season resumes on May 28th. MG says there's one big factor that has swayed him towards the Eels.
But I'm thinking if there's so many games going to be played at Bankwest Stadium, that could be a benefit to the Eels.
And Rugby Australia chairman Paul McLean has described some of the criticism Raylene Castle copped as unwarranted bullying. And download The Briefing now, Australia's new daily must-listen news podcast with Tom Tilley.